A very warm welcome to everyone to the podcast Hearers of the Word, offered by Kieran O'Mahony. This reflection is for the first Sunday of Advent, and we will be paying attention to the Gospel, Mark 13, 33 to 37, and the second reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 9. Welcome to the first Sunday of Advent in Year B. You may notice in the readings that the preparation for Christmas is told sort of backwards. We start with the end of the world, work back through the ministry of John the Baptist, and finally tell the story of the conception of Jesus on the fourth Sunday of Advent and his birth on Christmas Day. Starting at the end means thus today's Gospel stands in continuity with the readings for Christ the King, making for a smooth transition to the new church year. As in the more recent Gospels from Matthew, the message is to stay awake and not miss the opportunity of today. You might wonder if we could possibly be more awake. We live in times of great anxiety and awareness. Still, the Gospel has a message, and the reading from St. Paul is a great help. So read in Mark, Jesus said, "Beware, keep alert, for you do not know when the time will come. It's like a man going on a journey, when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, or at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn, or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake." Writing to a community experiencing catastrophic war, the destruction of Jerusalem and its temple, with the risk of obliteration of a whole way of life, Mark's message is urgent. They were experiencing unimaginable upheaval, and the question before them was how to choose to be in such a setting, how to live the times they were asked to live in. And our situation is not unlike that. The times are also times of great upheaval, politically and socially. Climate change is bearing down on us exponentially, with increasing speed and a sense of threat. Even here in Dublin, the challenge to democracy and a rights-based state in our time was evident during this last week, the kind of thing we have never really seen before. With all this around us, we all have to practice a kind of asceticism of the news, limiting our access so that we may not be overwhelmed, not just by the negative, but by a potentially profound pessimism, which could make us feel powerless and passive. In that context, the instruction is to stay awake, the opposite of sleepwalking through life as if we could. Jean-Paul Sartre once said, "We are condemned to be free." Well, we are condemned to being awake. In that context, today's reading from St. Paul is distinctly helpful in that he names our resources for living in these times. He writes, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because the grace of God has been given you in Christ Jesus. For in every way you've been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind, just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you're not lacking in any gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the partnership of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." Paul was writing to an apparently united community, but to a community in reality divided and troubled. He begins with gratitude, and we can always ask ourselves, for what can we now give thanks? he alludes to their teachers. The testimony of Christ has been strengthened among them. In our time, Pope Francis has proved to be a great teacher. The good news in Jesus Christ, the joy of the gospel, the pressing issues of our day. The gifts mentioned are the gifts of the Spirit, to be made clearer later in the same letter in chapter 13, faith, hope, and love. And finally, the strength of Christ is promised to us all, so we may be steadfast and blameless. So we are to stay awake, but not be overwhelmed. Christ is with us, and the Spirit of Christ is with us. In spite of all that surrounds us, the final word is not no, but yes. As St. Paul writes elsewhere in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, as surely as God is faithful, our word to you is not yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus, Timothy and I, was not yes and no. But in him it has always been yes. For in him every one of God's promises is a yes. For this reason, it is through him that we say amen to the glory of God. And I conclude with the ISIL collect for the day. Rend the heavens to come down, O God of all the ages. Rouse us from sleep. Deliver us from our heedless ways and form us into a watchful people, that at the advent of your Son he may find us doing what is right, mindful of all you command. Grant this through him whose coming is certain, whose day draws near, your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you very much, everybody.